Hello, friends. Jerry recently did a teaching from Mark chapter 11 in a series called Removing the Biggest Mountains. By the way, if you haven't heard this series, you really need to. It truly, truly is impactful. But as he read Mark 11, 22 through 26, I caught some things about the excitement that comes with knowing that there is authority to speak to mountains and believe in your heart and seeing them removed. But I also caught the discouragement that can come and even the pain that can come from the last few verses of that passage. So I want to start there today. I want to read to you, picking up at verse 25 of Mark chapter 11. Jesus just tells his disciples, reminds them and tells them, listen, you have authority to remove mountains if you say to the mountain and believe in your heart. But he goes on in verse 25 to say this, and whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your trespasses. As I was listening to Jerry read and teach on that particular passage, I could sense that the heart of some could feel very discouraged because they've experienced tremendous loss, tremendous pain. Things have been done to them. Things have been said about them that has really brought deep kind of pain in your heart. And when Jesus says, if you don't forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive, it can sound as though we have a Lord that is not in touch with our pain, with our weaknesses, with the things we've gone through. And it sounds like a heavy requirement. And it can feel discouraging because then you tie it into what Jesus was saying in the previous verses. And it can give you the feeling of, well, then I will never be in a position where I can see mountains in my life removed because I have unforgiveness in my heart and I don't know how to deal with it. So this is where I want to come with you this morning to bring good news to you. Because see, I learned many years ago from 1 John 5 verse 3, and it says this, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. I want to say it again to you. And this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. You want to know how we love God? We love God by following what he says. But this next little part is so important. His commandments are not burdensome. That word burdensome means heavy in weight. It's severe. It can even feel cruel. The commandments of God, what God instructs us in his word, is not to weigh us down. It's actually to bring freedom. It's not to be cruel or insensitive, but it's to bring healing and wholeness. When I caught this years ago, it really changed my perspective on some of the things that I read in the Bible that seem almost like God is not in touch or cares about the things we've walked through. So I want to share with you today, both from my own story and how the Lord taught me to forgive, and of course from the scripture, because God reveals truth in his scripture. Now, Matthew 6, 10 and 13 through 13, it's the Lord's Prayer. And you know, it is a prayer that is often known, whether you are even a church person or not. You know, it starts with our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. It's sung about, it is meditated on, it is memorized. But oftentimes the passage that it doesn't or that doesn't get addressed is verse 14 and 15. So after Jesus is teaching his disciples on how to pray, he says this, for if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. So see, Mark 11 is not just a one time of Jesus teaching people, if you don't forgive, neither can your Father in heaven forgive. But even in the very teaching of how to pray, Jesus said, when you're praying, make sure that if you have ought against somebody, if there's unforgiveness in your heart, that you release forgiveness. Because if you don't, your Father will not forgive you your trespasses. So again, that can sound like, God, you don't understand what I went through. And there are misconceptions about what forgiveness is. So I'm going to jump into my story. I was 21 years old. I was getting ready to teach a junior high class on the topic of forgiveness. You know, it's much easier to teach others than to actually live it out. But as I was meditating on the scriptures about forgiveness, the Lord spoke to me and said, you need to forgive. You need to forgive. And I knew exactly what he was talking about, or I should say, I knew exactly who he was talking about. He was talking about the fact I needed to forgive my earthly father, my dad. You see, my dad was an alcoholic for all of my years in our home. And there was tremendous sorrow. There was tremendous brokenness. There was tremendous pain that had become bitterness. And therefore, there was an intentional decision to keep my dad at a distance, at least in my heart, and to not forgive because of what he had done or not done as a father. You know, if you know me, you know I'm a pretty sensitive person, and I can cry with those who are crying. I can weep with those who weep, and I can rejoice with those who rejoice. But by the time I was 15 years old, I told myself, that man will never make you cry again. And unintentionally, that hardened my heart to a place where I no longer felt much of anything, but it was rooted in bitterness and unforgiveness. So when the Lord said to me, as I'm preparing to teach junior hires, he said, you need to forgive. Again, it felt in my heart at the time like, Lord, do you not care about what I've walked through? And that's when the Holy Spirit taught me about forgiveness and the beauty of forgiveness, the power that comes from forgiveness. It's actually the door to healing. And so I want to share that with you. You know, forgiveness is not ignoring what took place. Let me share a little bit about what forgiveness is not. It's not ignoring that something took place or that things took place in your life that hurt you. Some people absolutely ignore what took place in the past and they think, oh, it's not even affecting me. When you can't address what happened in the past, what is happening now, when you can't address those things in your life, it's not forgiveness and it's not wholeness. It's pushing something down that you don't want to address that eventually it will burst like a volcano. And it comes out in ways that we don't even recognize are there. So forgiveness is not ignoring what took place. Forgiveness is not denying that there's pain. Forgiveness is not pretending, no, that didn't hurt. Not at all. Forgiveness is not saying that what happened to you was okay. Some people feel if I forgive, I'm accepting and saying what you did was okay. That is not what forgiveness is. It is not saying that what happened to you was okay. Here's what forgiveness is. It's a choice. It is a choice. It is not a feeling or a desire. And that evening, that afternoon, that's what the Lord showed me. He said, forgiveness is a choice of your heart to follow me and to obey me regardless of your own feelings. See, sometimes we think, well, someday I'll be at a place where I can forgive. Probably not. Because you're waiting for a feeling to make you feel like now I am ready. And according to God's word, you forgive when you recognize that there's something that is that you have unforgiveness in your heart. Never does it say, wait until. No, no, no. When you recognize there's unforgiveness in your heart, that's the right time to do it. And oftentimes that comes in the middle of tremendous pain. So as a 21-year-old young woman, we were youth pastors. I love Jesus. I love following God's call. But he had to address that in me because that was an area that was closed off to God because of the pain. I wasn't doing it intentionally. It was just an area that I didn't go there with him until he went there with me and said, you need to forgive. And when I recognize forgiveness is a choice that has nothing to do with my feelings, it has nothing to do with me saying, again, what happened didn't matter. It does matter. It does matter. My years of growing up were difficult because of decisions or lack of decisions that my father made. So it's not excusing what he did or didn't do. But forgiveness is the choice that says, I'm going to cancel the debt that you owe me. What you did or didn't do, I'm canceling that. I am no longer going to hold that against you. See, Colossians 3:13 says, even as Christ forgave you, you also must forgive. Even as, that's the biggest word right there, A-S. As Christ forgave you, that's how we forgive. When does Christ forgive us? When we confess our sins, he is faithful to forgive us, right? Every time. He is faithful to forgive us. He says, but the Bible says, but you do it in the same way. That when you recognize that there's unforgiveness in your heart, Forgive as Christ forgave you. And aren't you glad that forgiveness with Christ is deep, it's real? Now, of course, he's God. So is it easier for him to forgive? I think so. But see, we have a compassionate high priest, Hebrews says, that understands our weaknesses and our pains. And so when he commands us, when God commands us to forgive as Christ did, that means he is aware of our weaknesses and our pains, and yet his command doesn't change. Why? Because we are the ones who benefit from walking in forgiveness. So when we forgive, whether the person ever asks for forgiveness or not, we choose to release that person from all the things that they did wrong, that they said wrong, that they did to us or didn't do to us or for us. We choose by a decision of the heart to say, I no longer hold that against you. And it is a decision, and that's what the Lord showed me that night. Decide tonight to release forgiveness for all the things that came through and from your dad. Let it go. Let him go from, don't hold him to that debt anymore, because he can never pay you back anyway. And forgive the way I forgive. You release it and you truly let it go. So that night, and as I was responding to the Lord, I said, Lord, I choose to forgive my dad. I don't feel like forgiving him. I don't want to forgive him. There are so many things that have impacted me because of the decisions he made. But because you are saying that I must, then I choose to cancel that debt. I choose to cancel that debt. He no longer owes me anything. He no longer owes me anything. And that began a process that I didn't understand would take place, which was that choice to forgive would open the door to complete healing and wholeness in my heart. So forgiveness, again, is a choice. It's a decision of the heart to obey. And how do you do it? You receive the commandment of the Lord and you go say, and you say to him, Lord, because your word says to forgive, I choose to forgive. Now, you may have to forgive 100 times in the same hour, because things may happen from that person still. And you have to over and over, I learned I had to do this over and over. I had to say, Lord, I choose to forgive. I choose to forgive again. Nope, I hold nothing against my dad anymore. I don't hold any debt against him. I have forgiven him. He is forgiven. Listen, I had to say these things out loud because the hurt could still come. The words that came from him, or the lack of words, they still caused pain. But pain didn't mean I didn't forgive him. No, I had chosen to forgive him, but there was still pain in my heart. Why? Because we're human beings and things hurt. So listen, just because you have pain doesn't mean that you haven't forgiven. You made a decision to forgive, and it is a decision you go back to over and over, and you remind yourself and you let the Lord know, no, I have already forgiven him. I've already forgiven her. I've already forgiven them. And I let go of all the debt that they had or that I had against them, just like you forgave me and let go of all the debt that I owed you. See, we owed God a huge debt we could never pay, and he forgave us. And it's in that matter now that we extend that grace and that mercy to others. So we choose to forgive over and over and over again. But I'll tell you what the Lord also instructed me along with forgive him. He gave me some simple instructions. Now, this is not a formula. He'll lead you. He'll give you some instructions. But the instructions he gave me was to set up a time to talk to my dad and to let him know, I have forgiven you. I hold nothing against you. And I also knew, don't expect him to ask you to forgive him. Don't expect anything from that gathering except you release forgiveness to him and say it out loud and let him know that. Now, again, that's not a formula. You know, for some of you, the person that you are have been hurt or that you've had unforgiveness towards is not even in your life anymore. So please don't hear it as, now I'm supposed to go find them. Sometimes that is what you need to do. And sometimes you can't, and sometimes you shouldn't. But for me, that was part of the instruction. But the next instruction was maybe the most critical in the healing that came. And the Lord instructed me, pray for your dad on a consistent basis. I believe he said daily basis, but I'll be honest, I didn't do it every single day. But I did pray for my dad consistently. I prayed for him from Psalm 91. I inserted my dad's name in Psalm 91. And I would say things like, Father, I thank you that my dad dwells in the secret place of the Most High, and he abides under the shadow of the Almighty. I prayed that over him. And listen, my dad is a free man today. He has not had or been drunk in I don't know how many years now. So he's no longer in that life and making those decisions or bound to alcoholism. And I believe that our prayers, my prayers had a lot to do with that, because when we pray, God really, it does release the hand of God to move. And so I believe that my prayer was part of his freedom. What I didn't realize is that my prayer for my dad would actually be the door to healing for me. See, again, you choose to forgive, and that's a starting point. But then the Lord will give you other instructions. And for me, it was, you pray for your dad. You pray for him. You know, it took about a year before I caught something. I realized that after a year of consistently praying for my dad, my heart no longer ached or hurt. Now it wasn't just a choice to forgive, a decision to forgive, but the effects of the pain were no longer there. It was like, and it took me a while to catch it. I'm like, wow, I am not in pain. I don't have that. You know, when there were certain things that would trigger just this deep sorrow and sense of loss in my heart, and that was no longer there. It's not that I forgot what took place. I still remembered things, sure. But it no longer caused the pain and the sorrow and the hurt. It was almost like I was, when I talked about him, it would be like I was talking about somebody else's life. It was miraculous. It was deep. And it was real. It was something that only God could provide. I had no idea when he gave me those instructions, choose to forgive, talk to him and release forgiveness and pray for him daily, that he was leading me into a place of such freedom. See, again, his commandments are not burdensome. They sound sometimes tough, like he doesn't care about our heart and our feelings and what we've gone through. But that's not it at all. His commandments are there for us to live and to live free and to live whole. And boy, that year was a year of the greatest healing and wholeness that I had ever experienced up to that point. And it came out of choosing to forgive. Now, I love my dad. I loved him back then. But with that love came a lot of baggage. But now I can genuinely say, I love my dad. He owes me nothing. I stay in touch with him. He's in another country. He's in Colombia where I was born. But I love talking to him. I love being with him. We brought him out and he got to be with our family, with the grandkids. And I love that. And I look forward to more times where we get to be together. My heart is clean and pure and healed and whole. And that could only come from God releasing his healing. But what opened that healing was that point of obedience called forgiveness. Some of you have gone through horrendous things. You know, as a pastor, you hear so many stories, and my heart aches because some of you have and are going through things that should never happen to somebody. And yet God is saying to you, forgive as I have forgiven you. Do not let unforgiveness become a barrier to answered prayers or to the future that God has for you. See, choosing to not forgive hurts you way more than the person who's offended you or who's come against you. Their lives oftentimes just go on, but you are the one that unforgiveness becomes this prison, and you come under the torment of being in prison to unforgiveness. And it affects every area of your life. You know, later on, the Lord showed me, had I not made that choice to forgive, which allowed him to heal me, it would have affected our marriage tremendously. And that's another teaching. But I had no idea that if I would have held on to that unforgiveness towards my dad, it would have affected my marriage with a wonderful man. And the Lord began to show me how his instructions, how his commands really bring freedom to so many areas of our life. So I encourage you today, I beseech you, that's a Bible term of saying, listen, with everything in me, I beg you, for your own sake, for the sake of your family, for the sake of the future that God has for you, forgive those who have come against you or who have hurt you, as Christ has forgiven you. And again, it's a choice, not a feeling. But as you make that step in faith and you say, God, I release forgiveness towards that person or towards those people. And again, you may have to choose that several times in an hour, but you continue to say, no, Lord, I've already forgiven them. They owe me nothing. Listen to the instruction of the Lord, because he'll begin to lead you as a good shepherd. He will lead you to a place where your soul will be restored. Some of you have no idea that the unforgiveness in your heart has affected so many areas of your life. And Jesus wants to bring freedom to you today. He wants to bring healing and wholeness. He wants you to be able to speak to every mountain, both external mountains and internal mountains. He wants you to be able to speak to them and literally see them being removed from your life. But it always starts with that point of obedience. So I want to pray for you. I want to pray that God would strengthen you as you make this choice to forgive, even as you've been forgiven. Father, thank you for your precious word. Your word brings life. Thank you that your commandments are not burdensome. They're not to put us down, to keep us down. They're not from a place of cruelty, from an insensitive place that you don't know the things we've walked through. Oh, I'm so grateful. You see all things. You see what has been done, what has been said, and you understand our pain. And yet your solution remains the same, to forgive even as you've forgiven us. So I pray that you would strengthen your sons and daughters even now to make that decision that requires faith in you, that decision that has nothing to do with how they feel right now, but it's that simply yielding of themselves to you to say, I don't feel like doing this, but yet because you're my Lord, I choose to obey you and I release forgiveness. Father, as they do that, I thank you for the strength of the Holy Spirit to walk this out. I thank you for the ministry of the Holy Spirit, even right now where you are. Holy Spirit, minister to them. Instruct them. Give them the words of life. Thank you that your healing is deep and it is real and is complete. So Lord, I thank you that this step of forgiveness is the door that opens the deliverance and the freedom and the wholeness. For some of you, maybe it's been years and years and now you consider yourself an older person. You feel, I've lost so much time. The beauty with God is that he restores even the years and multitude of years that we have allowed the enemy to destroy or that pain has destroyed in our lives. Doesn't matter how old you are, whether you're at starting life or you're in your final quarter of life, forgiveness is a choice that will lead into God healing and restoring you. How do I know that? Because it's who he is. His commandments are there so that we can live. And so today's decision that you've made and will continue to make, I have forgiven, will be the door that you're walking through that will lead to the promises of God being fulfilled in your life. And he will walk you through this journey with you. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because he himself is walking with you. May you walk in the wholeness and the freedom that belongs to you, in the name of Jesus.